Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top-growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious home-style options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. I'd like to thank all the listeners who reached out about my little accident where I tore the tendon off of my right kneecap. That happened earlier this month at the Washington Sportsman Show. And actually, it didn't happen at the show. It happened at the motel I was staying at during the show. It was the last night of the show. Rolling into the final day, I decided to go out to the truck to give my dog a treat and literally just tripped and fell over a curb, and that's how I ruptured that tendon below the kneecap. I wish I had a better story for you, but that's the true one. Since then, I've had surgery, and I am now sporting a leg/knee brace that goes basically from my shin all the way up towards my thigh, and I'm going to be wearing that for another 7 weeks. Apparently, according to the doctor, when I fell good, and that meant bad. So, wish me luck as I continue to heal. And maybe a few prayers for faster healing would be appreciated, because I'll tell you what, I am really hoping to go to the Bassmaster Classic in Oklahoma next month, but I'm unsure if I'm going to be able to be mobile enough to get in and out of a boat for the practice day with a pro, or to navigate several miles a day that you're going to walk at the sportsman show that's going to be there. Time will tell, but again, prayers would be appreciated. This week on the show, we've got a bevy of great guests for you. One of them is my old friend, Bob Loomis. You'll hear from him in just a minute. And he's got the lowdown on how to go about catching a trophy walleye. This is the best time of year to do it, as those females are in the pre-spawn mode and they are full of eggs. And he's going to tell you how to do it out on the West Coast and also in the Midwest. Different techniques are used this time of year. Another guest we'll talk to today is David Rayner. He is with the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. And he wrote a very good article about the plight of bobwhite quail in Alabama. Things are not looking really great. It's all about habitat. And David will break down some of the issues that have really knocked back quail populations and some places where you can still get into some good quail in Alabama. Another guest we'll talk to today is Barry Sinico. He is the man behind the 59th annual Red River Valley Sportsman Show, taking place next week. Starts on the 29th, runs through March 3rd at the Fargo Dome in Fargo, North Dakota. Barry's got a great lineup of feature attractions and some really well-known seminar speakers, too, that you'll want to hear from. Our final guest of the day is Ian Rutter. He and his wife Charity are full-time fly fishing guides who fish the Great Smoky Mountains National Park for trout, and he's written a brand new book that is coming out in April titled The Fly Fishing Guide to Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Ian's going to tell us about the different types of trout you can catch at the national park here and what kind of experiences you can have while fishing in the park, too, because it could be as easy or as hard as you want to make it. In addition to this, we've also got an update on that record-breaking crappie, or was it a record-breaking crappie, that was caught in Kansas by an angler named Bobby Parkhurst. As you may recall, The Kansas Department of Parks and Wildlife seized that fish from Mr. Garland and disqualified it from the record books, but didn't give much of an explanation why. Well, now, thanks to Dak Collins at Outdoor Life, we have a very clear explanation why, and there's a very good reason that it was disqualified from the record books. We'll tell you about this towards the end of the show today. Before we get into all that, though, let's check in with our first guest. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we got my old friend Bob Loomis on the line. He's with Max Lure. It's a Pacific Northwest-based tackle company that makes a lot of lures for a lot of different species, to include walleye. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John.
So this is the time of year where you're looking for those big pre-spawn females, your best chance of the year to catch a true trophy. And how do you go about doing it? We'll start off in the Pacific Northwest. What are some tactics you suggest folks do on places like the Columbia or Snake River?
Well, you know, predominantly those fish are going to be heading up to up underneath the dams. You know, they're on the Columbia or on the Snake. They're going to be up going up there to spawn. And, you know, you're looking at spawn time with the moon phase, everything else. Generally, you're looking at about sometime in April. And those big females are, you know, all of their production, all of their feed, everything that they've done is going into creating, you know, eggs, and they're going to spawn during that April time frame. So you're catching very, very large fish, you know, in upwards of 20 plus pounds.
So when it comes to targeting trophy walleye, is it bigger lures for bigger fish or no?
Well, of course, you start when you're looking at a 20 pound walleye. A 20-pound walleye doesn't get to be 20 pounds by eating small, small bait. They're going to be predaceous. They're a very, very opportunistic fish. They're going to get whatever they can get. And if, you know, a big bait comes by, they're going to chase that over a small bait, especially if they think that it's something that they can get to. So, you know, a big bait works well for big fish. I was going to say, you know, using different types of products out there, a lot of guys are now starting to fish crankbaits out there, but a lot of people are still pulling bottom walkers with large profile lures like the Wally Pop or the Cha-Cha crawler rig, that are a longer, a little bit larger profile crawler harness setup, and that's what everybody's going to.
And we should point out that the Wally Pop and the Cha-Cha crawler rig and quite a few other walleye offerings from Max Lure, they have the patented spile blade. It's much different than a regular metal blade, and it's pretty effective if you want to troll slow, isn't it?
Correct. And, of course, this time of the year, with the cold water, you're going to want to slow troll because of the fact that, you know, like I said, walleye are very, very opportunistic. They see something going through there that's going way slower than they can go. They're going to work on it. They're going to work it over. Being able to slow troll with that smile blade and, you know, and get that attraction and draw to the bait works fantastic.
Let's head from the Pacific Northwest to the Midwest, places like Lake of the Woods or Lake Erie or some of the other great lakes where you find walleye. They're fishing for them a little bit different over there than they are in the Pacific Northwest, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Early in the season, predominantly Midwest on east. Early in the season, most everybody's fishing jigs because of the fact the water's still really cold. And the bait of choice is going to be jig fishing. And that new Smileblade slow drop jig that we came up with has gone over extremely well for that style of fishing.
Well, the bottom line is this, folks. If you are after the walleye of a lifetime, right now and through March is the time to go. Whether you're fishing the Midwest or the Pacific Northwest, and now you've got some ideas of what to use and some specific lures as well. And you can find Max Lure products in quality sporting goods stores all over the nation. And you can also find them online anytime at maxlure.com. That's M-A-C-K-S, maxlure.com. Bobby, thanks for the rundown. I appreciate it.
You bet, John.
Finally, I've got a fun story to share from Target Walleye, where a couple actually got married out on the ice surrounded by tip-ups. The couple in question identified simply as Crystal and Jeremy, and the original plan was there for to be tip-ups surrounding the ceremony site. If a tip-up went off during the ceremony, they would pause the service and run and get the fish. But since the temperature outside ended up being minus 22 degrees without wind chill, they just set up one tip-up instead. Now, after the ceremony, one of the groomsmen signaled, "Flag!" And the couple ran to get to the fish. Unfortunately, Crystal tripped on her way there, but fortunately she didn't get hurt, and instead smiled and laughed it off. I wish I could say anything about my fall. Either way, very humorous story. The couple is going to spend their honeymoon ice fishing through Canada. Sounds like a fun couple and a fun time. Stick around. We've got more of the outdoors coming your way right after this short break.
When you think of Work Sharp knife and tool sharpeners, you probably think of sharpeners for the shop or the field, but Work Sharp has a whole lineup of sharpeners for the kitchen, too. We're talking about everything from easy-to-use manual and electric knife sharpeners to ceramic honing rods, whetstones, and the new rolling knife sharpener, an innovative manual sharpener that will do wonders for your cutlery. Make sure there's never a dull moment in your kitchen. Check out the entire product line and order today at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com. Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at AlaskasBestLodge.com. That's AlaskasBestLodge.com.
John Cruz here, looking to improve your bottom line as a business that caters to outdoors enthusiasts. You can do so for a very cost-effective price by advertising on America Outdoors Radio. I will tailor a marketing campaign for you, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners every weekend, tuning into our show on 135 stations in 33 states. We've got a sponsor opening right now, so contact me through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com and let's talk about helping you.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
BackcountryHunters.org. Join the fight for our public lands and waters today.
$40,000 more to Kevin Cry? Disgruntled East Coast multimillionaire Reverge Anselmo has now added nearly $150,000 more into Cry in the last 2 months. This brings the total of outside money to Shasta County officials closer to $2 million. Do you want to live in Anselmo County? This is not local control. Save Shasta County. Take back local control. Vote yes to recall Kevin Cry on March 5th. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
We're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is the state of Alabama. We're going to talk to David Rayner. He is with the Alabama Department of Conservation, Natural Resources, and he just wrote a great article about the uphill battle that bobwhite quail are facing in Alabama and other southeastern states as well. David, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, John.
So let's talk a little bit about bobwhite quail and the way it used to be back in the 70s when you and I were growing up. Go ahead and tell us about how good it was in Alabama when it comes to bobwhite quail hunting.
Well, I hunted in Alabama and Mississippi growing up, and my father was an avid bird hunter, and he always had quality bird dogs that he had trained himself, and we had wide ranges of places where we could hunt, and it wouldn't be uncommon for us to, you know, to raise 6 to 8 coveys in a half a day, and it was some fantastic hunting, but, you know, that was in the 70s, and it slowly started to decline. You know, by the 80s, it was pretty tough to locate more than a couple of coveys in a half a day, and so it slowly faded away, and my late father's last bird dog got killed, and this was in the late 80s, and he said, well, there's not enough wild birds to justify me training another dog. So that was the end of his quail hunting, which is really sad. And now we're not having very much success in restoring the quail populations in the South, and, a lot of it is addressed in my column that was, you know, on outdooralabama.com, was that the habitat has changed so much because of the farming techniques now go from, you know, tree line with a very little cover for the quail. And, you know, back in the day when you and I were growing up, everybody had small gardens, or there were small farms that had lots of fence rows and, you know, weeds and stuff where the quail could find cover and food, you know, because they eat a lot of weed seeds and bugs, which are found in those things. And, that has kind of gone away. And so we're stuck with, if you want to do a lot of shooting, you're going to have to go to a plantation or a lodge that has white conditioned pin raised quail, because, you know, the wild quail are just pretty scarce. And, you know, you can go out and get a lot of exercise and have a lot of dog work, but you may not necessarily come home with any wild quail.
Yep. I call it hiking with a gun. I do that. Do that plenty over here where I live in Washington State. And it's funny you say that, because the story of pheasants here in the Pacific Northwest is very similar to the story of quail in the Southeast, where habitat loss has just decimated populations. And something that really caught my interest in your article was, it's not just the small farms and efficient farming practices that have eliminated habitat where these quail can hunker down and live. It's also timber. And I just never thought about timber as being important to quail, but a timber harvesting practices are an issue too.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the thing is, quail, you know, stay on the ground most of their lives, and so if the sunlight doesn't reach ground, they don't have the habitat they need, you know, to survive. And you know, timber prices down here are so low that, you know, the people who are harvesting timber are doing it because they have to, not because the prices are good. And so that means that there's not much going on. And, you know, unless that sunlight hits the ground, the forbs and greenery are not going to grow. And so that, plus, you know, I talked about fire, you know, we got to make sure we put fire through these fans and, you know, control burns, because, you know, that green stuff that pops up, you know, within a week or so after the fire goes through is exactly the kind of food that the bobwhites are looking for when they're, you know, ranging around in the timber.
Alabama does have some public lands. Are some of those public lands being managed for the benefit of bobwhite quail?
Well, most of the wildlife management areas are WMAs or multi-use areas, and there's one, Boggy Hollow, is kind of a test site for the bobwhites, and, you know, try to maximize the habitat there and see how they respond. And but overall, our WMAs have to be managed for, you know, obviously the most popular species, which is white-tailed deer, turkey, and, you know, we have small game rabbit, squirrels, but and they do the what they can. Well, a lot of the habitat management also for those species benefit bobwhite quail. But you know, that's again, Boggy Hollow is the only area where we have specifically designed the management program to benefit bobwhites.
Now, I know the private plantations and lodges, they'll have pen-raised quail that are released that hunters can go after. What about the state of Alabama? Do you actually raise quail and release them on some of your wildlife management areas?
No, we don't do that because studies have shown that they don't survive very well in the wild. The property is not, you know, intensively managed. So we leave that to the lodges and the plantations, and, you know, they do their best to raise a quail and have them flight conditioned so they can simulate a wild hunt as best as possible. You know, it's not going to always be the same, but it's going to be as close as they can get with the flight conditioned pen-raised birds.
You know, despite the fact that quail numbers are down, you still have about 10,000 hunters a year that go after quail. Are most of them doing it on public lands, or are they mainly doing it on these private plantations and lodges?
It's it's a combination. There are some hunting clubs that, you know, have suitable habitat for quail, and, you know, they may bust a covey during deer season, and they say, you know, we're going to come back after deer season and hunt these quail. But a lot of them are, you know, these dedicated quail hunters who will go all over the state if they can find, you know, a place that has wild quail, and especially, you know, they love their dogs so much they want to work their dogs as much as possible, and they just do that as often as they can. And, you know, some of these plantations are large enough that they have some areas that have wild quail, and they, you hunt those on occasion, but, you know, you can't, as you well know, you can't put much pressure on wild quail or they'll leave.
Well, definitely an uphill battle for the bobwhite quail in Alabama and the Southeast in general. If you want to read the article, it's a good one. Just go to OutdoorAlabama.com. It's OutdoorAlabama.com. And check out this story written by David Rayner. And I should also add that if you are interested in helping the quail recover and rebound throughout the United States, go to quailforever.org. That's an organization that does a great job preserving and building sustainable habitat for quail. The website, again, quailforever.org. David, thanks for sharing this on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, John.
Planning a day at the range or plinking targets with your friends? Or maybe you're looking to do some small game hunting with a rimfire rifle. Either way, they're going to be impressed when you show up with a Henry Golden Boy lever-action rifle. This beauty has a brass-like finish, a wooden stock and grip, and a blue 20-inch octagon barrel that makes this rifle handle great, and it is accurate too, especially for offhand shooting. Want to up your Golden Boy rifle game? You can order a deluxe engraved edition or one with a personalized inscription. Like every rifle manufactured by Henry Repeating Arms, this has a lifetime guarantee. Find out more about the world-famous Golden Boy rifle and order a free catalog too at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com for Henry Repeating Arms, made in America, and a proud sponsor of America Outdoors Radio.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Explore the Dalles, the hub where discovery and history come together. Whether the Northwest is your home or you're on an adventure, the Dalles welcomes you. Just 80 miles east of Portland is the perfect year-round escape with a community that cares about you. 300 days of sun, breathtaking outdoor recreation, and a downtown full of the unexpected. Oh, and the rich history that began before the Oregon Trail. Start planning at explorethedalles.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we are taking you to Fargo, North Dakota. That's not only the home of one of our affiliates, WZFG 92.3, as well as WZFG 1100, but it's also the location where the 59th annual Red River Valley Sportsman Show is taking place February 29th to March 3rd, and we've got the promoter on the line, Barry Sinico. Barry, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Barry, this is a really big show for the Midwest. Tell us a little bit about it and where your attendees are coming from.
Sure. So our 59th annual Red River Valley Sportsman Show is going to be February 29th to March 3rd at the Fargo Dome. And throughout those years, we've been through about four different venues, starting quite small in the late 60s until we're at the Fargo Dome, which I believe is still the largest non-government building in North Dakota. So we are North Dakota and Northern Minnesota's largest sports show. And we really draw in a big circle, you know, anything from Jamestown to the west to Winnipeg to the north. down to Alexandria in the south and way past, you know, almost to Leech Lake on the east. So, you know, anything within 3 to 4 hours in a big old circle, people come to the Sportsman Show.
I get it. I completely get it. And, you know, so far this year, attendance at sportsman shows across the country has been very good. I think people are just hungry to get back out there again. And that shows by the attendance of these shows. I understand you 20,000 people to your show. Is that right?
Yeah, we really do. And a big part of that is where we are, the fact that, you know, the nearest what I would consider a competitor is at least 5 to 6 hours away for a show. And, you know, we work hard to bring a really nice quality show between the entertainment we have, the seminar speakers we have, and then just the fact that we've got, you know, over 100 resorts and lodges, including mom-and-pop tackle shops or really big retail operations like Reed Sporting Goods. You know, they've got a very large location. They've been with us for at least 30 years. So people know what to expect. If they've been to the show before, they absolutely know what they're going to get.
Now, every promoter that I've ever dealt with when it comes to sportsman shows always tries to have a special feature or attraction. And it looks like you've got a pretty good one. Tell us about the Bawana Jim Wildlife Show.
Yeah, Bawana Jim puts on a great presentation. And, you know, people go to our website, fargosportshow.com. We've got a picture of him with some of his critters, and we have a video of him on there. And always a great resource, too, to look at show hours, look at the seminar schedule, see when the Bawana Jim events are on at fargosportshow.com. And what's interesting about Jim, and I've been using him for probably 20 years, you never know what he's going to bring.
Oh.
You know, it might be a huge 100-year-old turtle and crocodiles and alligators, or it may be foxes and platypuses and giant cobra snakes, and you just never know what he's going to bring until he shows up. So I typically say, Jim, what do you got in the box? And he'll start telling me stuff.
That's funny. And, you know, it's getting tougher to have these exotic wildlife shows. I know that the people that run these exotic wildlife farms have to jump through all sorts of hoops anymore, and a lot of them have just given up because there's too many hoops to jump through. So I think it's great that you've actually still got one that's going on here.
Yeah, one of my favorite things growing up as a kid was Victor the Wrestling Bear. And if you're a certain age and you've been to a sports show, you remember Victor, where you would literally go on the stage and wrestle a bear. And then, you know, after some legislation, all the fun came to an end. But that's what happens. So you move on. Then you hire Twiggy.
That is funny. Something else we should talk about is the fact that you've got some fishing and hunting seminars, and boy, oh boy, you've got Jason Mitchell that's going to be there. That's quite a pro.
Yeah, I'm really proud of both the guys we have there this year. You know, we typically do two fishing guys, or we'll do a hunting and a fishing guy. I kind of debuted a new hunting seminar speaker at our so-called Sportsman Show we had about 10 days ago, and he did a fantastic job, and I'm absolutely bringing him to Fargo and Sioux Falls next year. But this year, we are very happy to have Jason Mitchell. He's an old friend of ours. And he's going to be doing seminars all 4 days of the show, and he's going to be concentrating on tackle modifications that catch more walleye, and also do's and don'ts with forward-facing sonar. And forward-facing sonar is still kind of new to me. I've seen it at our last show. I got to see it. But that'll be an interesting one to take in, because that seems to be the next big move in electronics. And then another good friend of ours, Joe Henry, he's the Convention and Visitors Bureau director from Lake of the Woods in Minnesota. So this guy knows fishing. He's also a professional charter captain. And he's going to be talking multi-species fishing, success on any body of water. And he'll also be talking master's level spinners for walleye. Now, what's really nice at the show, we've got seminars going near continuous in conjunction with Bawana Jim. So if you walked around for 3-4 hours, you want to sit down and take in a seminar, you want to take in Bawana Jim, you know, that's really up to you. And again, always a good idea. And we've got show programs at the entry. You can grab a program, you know what's going on for that day. But you can really plan your trip around what's important to you. And I always tell people, plan on 4 hours, a minimum of 4 hours. You don't want to run through the show. If you do, you're going to miss something good.
Let's talk about things for the kids. It looks like you've got a trout pond that's open, and I know that the kids always love those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't do a show without our trout pond. I just spoke to our provider yesterday and ordered a fresh 400 pounds of the trout, which is typically about 500 to 600 fish. And it's just a couple of bucks. You come in, you fish for 7 minutes. If you catch the trout, we put them in the bag, put your name on it, put it on ice. You're not carrying this thing around. That would be no good. But when you're ready to leave, just come back. We give you your fish. You go home, a little bit of cleaning, get out the oil and the flour, and you got a nice trout dinner.
Sounds good to me. And sticking with the kids, you've actually got some kids fishing workshops. And that's a little unusual, but I love the idea.
Yeah, we really believe in getting the next generation introduced to the great sport of fishing. So we work with Shields, the great folks at Shields. And on Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 12 noon, at the seminar stage, they produce a kids fishing clinic. And, you know, they keep it fun. They keep it interactive. They have a good time with the kids. They don't keep it too long because, you know, kids can get a little bored. And they got a lot of great prizes at the end. They get a goodie bag. So just something to do, go up there, get the kids laughing and joking and having a good time. And then afterwards, they just go around the rest of the show.
All right. So in addition to all the exhibitors that are going to be guides, you've also got a boat show that's going on there, an RV and camping show, all sorts of things to see and do at the 59th annual Red River Valley Sportsman Show in Fargo, February 29th to March 3rd. Is there a website folks should go to find out more?
Absolutely. If they go to FargoSportsShow.com, they can take in the hours, the seminars. You can buy tickets right at the door, or if you want to avoid the crowd, say on a Saturday, you can buy the tickets online.
All right.
At FargoSportsShow.com.
Okay. FargoSportsShow.com. That's the website to go to. Make plans to head to this sportsman show in Fargo. Again, Thursday, February 29th through Sunday, March 3rd. It looks like it's going to be all sorts of fun. Thanks so much for sharing this with us today. I appreciate it, and I hope you have a great show.
Will do. Look forward to seeing everybody at the show.
Do you love to fish? Do you love to eat fish? Well, if you do, you know how important it is to have something to keep things sharp. Now, in the boat, it might be something to keep your hook sharp, like maybe the pocket knife sharpener from WorkSharp, which also works just fine along with the guided field sharpener for keeping fillet knives sharp. So when it comes to cleaning those fish you catch for the day, you can get that done in a hurry. And let's not forget, back at the house, when you're preparing those fish for a meal, that's when you want to have a kitchen knife sharpener, and there's several electric ones available. You can find them all at WorkSharpTools.com. which lists all sorts of both manual and electric sharpeners you can use in the kitchen, in the shop, or in the field. Sharp hooks and sharp knives make for a happy day on the water, so get your sharpener today at WorkSharpTools.com or look for these products at quality sporting goods stores and hardware stores near you.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales. And let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families, now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from, made in America or not made at all, and backed by a lifetime guarantee. Go to henryusa.com and order our free catalog, decals, and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com. Thank you, and God bless America.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. We are taking you to Tennessee. As a matter of fact, we're taking you to a national park. That would be the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And we're going to talk about a brand new book that is coming out. It's the Fly Fishing Guide to Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And the author is with us today, Ian Rutter. Ian, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John.
So, Ian, you've definitely got a great background for this. You and your wife, Charity, are actually full-time fishing guides, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
I presume the Great Smoky Mountains National Park is where a lot of the streams are that you fish?
Yes, we've done some tailwater stuff here in East Tennessee over the years, but at this point we're exclusively inside the national park where we guide now.
What kind of trout are you finding in the streams inside this national park?
Well, we've got three species. We have rainbow, brown, and brook trout. But I always emphasize it's most important to recognize that they're all wild trout. The National Park maintains all the streams as wild fisheries. And a few of the streams in the lower elevations also have smallmouth bass as well. But they're definitely in the minority just because of the habitat available for them.
What kind of size are we talking about when it comes to the trout in the National Park?
Well, anywhere in the eastern United States where it's a mountain stream and completely wild, fish tend to be a lot smaller. And inside our national park, the fish are going to be predominantly in the 6 to 8 inch range. There are larger fish. A 9 or 10 inch fish is not at all unreasonable to expect. But by the time you start getting to a foot long or larger, the fish do become quite rare. But every year throughout the park, wherever there are brown trout, occasionally someone will catch an 18 to 24 inch brown trout. And when you're looking at the size of the stream, that's really impressive. But I always emphasize to people, that's the exception, not the norm.
In your book, how many different streams or fisheries do you talk about?
Oh, gosh. It's got to be at least 15 watersheds.
Sure.
Inside the national park, there's about 1,000 linear miles of water with fish in it. And any one watershed is, you know, completely contained, where composed of smaller streams at higher elevations that merge into bigger streams that merge with another stream into, you know, eventually a larger stream that exits the national park and goes on into a bigger river. But there's just a staggering amount of water in our park.
I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to do this to you. What is your favorite stream that you and Charity like to fish, and what kind of fish are you catching out of it?
Well, yeah, I always kind of say most of the time my favorite is the one I'm on at the moment. They're all relatively similar. There's some, you know, kind of splitting hair differences. And I always kind of tell people to think about what type of experience are you looking for, where some people might have a week and the ability to backpack, and you can quite literally get 15 miles or more from a road. And, you know, be on the fish that very few of them are even aware there's such a thing as fake bugs, you know, flies with hooks in them. Or if you've only got 2 hours, there's plenty of mileage right next to a road that's relatively easy to access. So I always tell kind of people, you know, when you're thinking about what you want to do, is it something that you really want to get way, way away from, or a little bit away, or you only have a little bit of time to get out and get the fishing in and be back to meet the family for dinner or lunch or whatever.
Now, the Fly Fishing Guide to Great Smoky Mountains National Park, it's more than just different streams, you know, a where to. You also get into how-tos in terms of seasonal strategies, tactics, and techniques as well, don't you?
That's right. And, you know, one of the things that we've seen in our well over 20 years, almost 30 years of guiding now, is that people from all over the country that come here kind of get a little bit puzzled by our fish. And they're just so much more difficult than most Rocky Mountain fish, Western fish, or even other areas, even here in our part of the world, the bigger rivers like the South Holston or Watauga. And part of it is they're just scared of their own shadow. They just have almost a sixth sense about anglers or anything else being out there, and they're so skittish. And add to that, the streams are really pretty steep. There's a lot of white water, a lot more white water than most people are used to fishing in. And depending on the stream, it can be kind of tight casting conditions. And you start combining this all together, and you get into a situation that's pretty unfamiliar for a lot of anglers. And it's not at all unusual for us to take people from Michigan or Pennsylvania, New York, places where people have trout and plenty of them, and they trout fish a lot. And they're just like, wow, this is not at all like what I'm used to. And it's, you just kind of have to tweak the game just a little bit. You know, it's not the difference between fishing for largemouth bass and brook trout, but it's, you know, you just got to tweak your game. And kind of once we always tell people, and where the goal line is and things like that, kind of tell them what the points on the field are, then they can figure it out much easier.
All right. You and Charity are full-time guides, R&R Fly Fishing, and the website to go to, folks, rnrflyfishing.com, if you want to book a trip. Are these like day-long walk-and-wade fishing adventures?
Yes, we do half day or full day, just kind of depending on people's schedules and the time of year. Like in March, a lot of times in March you can do a full day, but sometimes just based on the weather, the mornings just may not be very good because it's so cold and the fish aren't moving and there's no bugs. But we do half days or full days, and the half days during the cooler times of the year are better in the afternoon, and in the hotter times of the year, if you're doing a half day, you'd probably prefer to do it in the morning.
All right, well, there you go, folks. Again, if you want to get this book, it's a brand new book. It's The Fly Fishing Guide to Great Smoky Mountains National Park. You could go to Amazon and pre-order, but a better bet would be to go to Ian's website, and you'll find that at rnrflyfishing.com. Go to the store page. And not only can you get an autographed copy of the book, but you'll also get a nice print as well as an added bonus. That website, again, rnrflyfishing.com. Just go to the store tab and order this book today. And, hey, if you're going to be in the Great Smoky Mountains, maybe book a trip with Ian and Charity as well. Sounds like it'd be a great day on the water. Ian, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
It's time for the Trail of Shame.
Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you.
Stories of poachers, scoundrels, and other ne'er-do-wells, so if you see someone committing a criminal act on the water or in the field, turn them in. It's the right thing to do.
As you may recall, we told you the story about a state record crappie caught in Kansas by Bobby Parkhurst, and the fact that the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks
seized that fish from Parkhurst's home and took it off the record books. But there was no real explanation as to why that occurred. Well, now we've got some clarity, thanks to Outdoor Life and news editor Dak Collins, who has been following this story. Now, this crappie was caught on March 5th of 2023 at a small public reservoir near Manhattan, Kansas. And Parkhurst first weighed his fish at a bait shop, where it fell short of breaking the state record. Kansas Department of Parks and Wildlife says that Parkhurst then apparently stuffed the fish with ball bearings before visiting another certified scale to obtain the heavier weight of 4.07 pounds that initially qualified it as a state record. As for those ball bearings, yep, they were still in there when the Kansas Department of Parks and Wildlife Conservation officers seized that fish and provided an x-ray, which you can see at OutdoorLife.com, showing exactly what happened. The person who broke this case open is actually the initial bait shop owner, who said that the fish weighed just 3.73 pounds on his certified scale. So he became very suspicious when he found out that it was certified as a 4.07 pound crappie. In the shop owner's words, now that's a discrepancy. Kansas Wildlife and Parks did refer the case against Parkhurst to the local county attorney's office. However, the attorney, for whatever reason, has declined to prosecute the angler. One other thing that they dug up at Outdoor Life is that public court records show that Parkhurst has been implicated in several cases and charged with at least five felonies in Kansas since 2019. Most recently, he was convicted of one felony count of identity theft in October and sentenced to 18 months probation. Well, who knows? Maybe this will qualify as a probation violation, and maybe he will spend a little time in jail. At any rate, though, Bobby Parkhurst, this week, you are the one walking our trail of shame.
Shame, shame on you.
And on that note, it is time to go. Here's hoping you're healthy and blessed in the days ahead, and that you get your dose of Mother Nature this week, too. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. With a solid lead going into the South Carolina GOP primary today, former President Donald Trump again blasting President Biden.
4 years ago, I told you that if crooked Joe Biden got to the White House, our borders would be abolished, our middle class would be decimated, and our communities would be plagued by bloodshed, chaos, and violent crime. We were right about everything.
After casting her vote in South Carolina today, Nikki Haley says she's staying in the race.
It's going and giving people an option. Look, my whole goal for running is because you have a majority of Americans who are saying they don't want Donald Trump and they don't want Joe Biden. So as long as you have a majority of Americans saying, please give us a choice, I'm going to continue to fight. I am not going anywhere.
Also at townhall.com, another balloon intercepted over the U.S. Here's Rhonda Rockstra.
A small balloon spotted flying high over the mountainous western U.S. intercepted by a fighter jet over Utah. North American Defense Command fighter pilots sent to investigate the balloon determined it was not sent by a foreign adversary and poses no threat to aviation or the U.S. There's been heightened interest in reports of balloon overflights after the military identified and eventually shot down a Chinese spy balloon that crossed much of the country last year. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Authorities in the Eastern Caribbean say they're trying to locate two people believed to be U.S. citizens who were aboard a yacht. It was hijacked by three escaped prisoners from Grenada. An aide to Alex Navalny says the body of the Russian opposition leader has been now handed over to his mother. A spokeswoman called on Russian authorities to make that move. It's not clear yet when or how that funeral will be held. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Around the U.S., several pharmacies have been seeing a number of disruptions.
It follows a hack that targeted Change Healthcare, a division of United Health. Following the discovery of the hack on Wednesday, some pharmacies have been unable to process insurance claims. United Health says it's working with security experts and law enforcement. Tasha Stevens reporting.
Japan reporting its exports surging 12% in January, helped by robust demand for vehicles and machinery.
Government data show Japan's trade deficit shrank to $12 billion, or about a half of what it was a year earlier. Imports fell 9.6%. Exports have remained a strong point for the economy, even as Japan weathers another recession. Analysts had forecast that exports would rise about 10%.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. U.S. Coast Guard embarking on one of its most unique missions yet in Puget Sound.
It's a pilot program to alert vessels of whale sightings, an effort to keep the giant marine mammals safe from boat strikes and noise in the highly used inland waters of Washington State. The program launches as visits by orcas and humpback whales increase in the region. The alerts will go to all commercial and transit vessels, and wildlife advocates say it's the first step in ambitious plans to keep the whales safe. That includes thermal cameras and sound monitoring. John Scott reported.
Southern California socialite has been found guilty of murder in the hit-and-run deaths of two young brothers at a crosswalk 3 years ago. Authorities say Rebecca Grossman, wife of a prominent Los Angeles doctor, fatally struck the 11-year-old and his 8-year-old brother. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top-growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws, with delicious home-style options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Station A.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your boxer acting a little punchy? Are your ragdoll kittens running you ragged? Does your senior pug think he's Peter Pan? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really truly want to understand your dogs and cats' behavior almost as well as they get yours, if you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, and who doesn't? Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, pet lifestyle, and pet love show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, they're jumping, they're digging, they're scratching, they use the litter box occasionally, they don't get along with other dogs, you can't take them for a walk as he pulls you down the block, your puppy's not housebroken, you get the idea. That's what the Pet Show is all about and has been about for well over 43 years, helping people resolve any issues that they're having with their dogs and cats, but a whole lot more likely helping dogs and cats with the issues they're having with the people they live with. By the way, if you're new to the Pet Show, a regular listener to the Pet Show, it makes no difference. Everyone that listens to the show, that gets to speak to me directly on the air today, will in fact be getting a pretty amazing gift for that beautiful dog or cat. Not giving away biscuits here, folks. A lot of the items I give away here on the Pet Show are worth $25, $35, $45, or even $50. So if you have a question or comment about your dog or cat's behavior, great time to give me a call. And if you get through and we talk, a great gift, as I said, will be on its way for your best friend. By the way, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. Again, 877-725-8255. All right, here's some of the topics I'm going to get to today. But as you know by now, your questions, your comments, your calls are always my priority. But if we have time today, here are some of the topics we're going to get to. Have you ever noticed that after your dog poops, stuff that keeps me up at night, folks. Have you ever noticed that after your dog poops, they dance around like a football player that just made a touchdown at the Super Bowl? What the heck is that all about? The dance of poop, we'll talk about that. Also coming up, you know, the incredible bond between humans and pets goes way, way beyond the physical world. Actually touching the extraordinary. You know, some people think that there are signs that your dog or cats may have psychic powers. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on the show, and I'll give you my opinion as well. But you should know that by now. Also coming up, believe me, I know, having trained thousands and thousands of dogs and worked with tens of thousands of pet guardians, a dog's behavior is often frustrating and makes no sense whatsoever to you and other humans. It's difficult to understand why your dog chewed your shoe or peed on your bed. Today, let's look at it from your dog or cat's point of view. As always, plenty of time for all your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe that rescued cat is confused about the litter box, that feral puppy you brought in isn't housebroken, your dog doesn't get along with other dogs, and your dog just believes that anything he sees, he must hump, give me a call. 877-725-8255, the phone number, 877-725-8255. So here's the bottom line. There's kind of two questions I'm going to toss out to you guys today. Number one, this was my original question of the day. Edward, I'm going to get you, Edward. You're going to be my first call, I promise. Do you communicate with your pets non-verbally? I'll give you an example. I can be sitting anywhere in the house. All I have to do is think about taking Molly and Willie for a car ride, and there they are. I don't say a word, but the bottom line is, they know. Or just anybody out there, just think about a cookie. Think about a walk. Think about a treat. Do you communicate with your pets non-verbally? Do you believe that your dog has some ability or your cat has some ability? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. So if I sound a little different today, I'm not broadcasting from my usual location. You know that I lived in beautiful Santa Monica, and for years I had a second home in Sedona, Arizona. Well, Arizona, I'm back. Not in Sedona, but I'm back in the West Valley. Yes, I moved back. I'm still going to be spending time in L.A., but I moved back to Arizona, and I am so glad to be here. What a great state Arizona is, and I am glad that you guys let me back in. So I'll be broadcasting from my home in Arizona for a while, and hopefully, maybe one day we'll get to kind of meet in person. I love that. All right, again, that number, 877-725-8255. Oh, by the way, the other question was, I was doing an interview this week, and someone asked me if I believe that cats had a sense of humor. And I said yes, and they said, Warren, maybe you should get some help. I believe cats have a sense of humor. Anyone out there agree with me? Do cats have a sense of humor? They knock stuff off the table on purpose. just to laugh at you. I really believe they do. Give me a call, 877-725-8255. Right now, let's go to my friend Edward calling from Santa Monica, California. Hey, Edward, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Warren. Thank you for taking my call.
Edward, thank you for being so patient. I know you waited for a week on my local show, but thank you for being so patient. What can I do for you?
Yeah, certainly, certainly. So the reason I'm calling today is due to my daughter who rehomed a golden retriever that's approximately 5 years old and from San Antonio. We're in Santa Monica watching her while she's on away rotations for medical school. And the problem with, and her name's Harley, by the way, the problem with Harley is she has extremely high anxiety, and it seems to be primarily to do with noises, and especially loud noises seem to be kind of her kryptonite, if you will.
How old is Harley? Edward, how old did you say Harley was?
5 years old.
And when you say rehome, talk to me about the rehoming. What's that all about?
Yeah, so she was looking for a dog, and she answered an ad from a family that was advertising Harley. They had this family, the father was in the military, so they moved around a little bit. And they had one kid, and they just had another kid, and they felt that they just couldn't give Harley the attention she needed, so they wanted to rehome her.
Okay, and you say that Harley's biggest problem right now is?
Noises, okay. and especially loud noises. And, like, we'll go out for a walk. In fact, at first when we got her, we could barely get her outside the house, but, you know, we've now can get her to go out on walks. But her tail is always between her legs, and then when she hears loud noises, you know, her head's like on a swivel. And when she hears those noises, you know, you can just see the extreme fear and anxiety, and her tongue, like, just drips water, sweat, you know. So we do have her on Prozac, 50 milligrams, that her physician.
I understand the vet's recommending Prozac. I understand the vet's recommending all of this. But the bottom line, is the dog eating okay?
Oh, yeah. We're eating wonderfully, yeah.
Does she sleep okay?
Sleeps great, yep.
Okay. Is she a good personality?
Oh, the most loved, one of the most loved.
Why is she on medication without the medication being used in conjunction with behavior?
She's on medication because when my daughter had her.
No, I understand that I understand the vet prescribed the Prozac, but my question was, did the vet recommend that you work with a behaviorist at the same time he's using the medication?
Not to my knowledge. At least she didn't tell me that.
Let me do this. Edward, I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to put you on hold again. I want to come back and spend time with you. I want to resolve this. It's a very common problem that people have. Noise phobia is easily resolved. Then we'll get to Bruce in Arizona, my new neighbor. Hey, Bruce. Danny, also in Arizona, and Sheila in the great state of Washington. We'll get to all your calls. Let me take a quick break, then right back at you. We'll help you with that anxiety, Edward, I promise, in just a minute or two. Again, the phone number, 877-725-8255. You know, If you're tired, I mean literally sick and tired of excessive shedding and dander and dry skin and your dog constantly scratching and licking and licking and licking, I got the answer for you. And I've had the answer for you for many years. You know, over 35 years ago, I developed Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, one for dogs and one for cats. And I developed them specifically back then for excessive shedding, dry skin, hairballs, and those problems. But now we've made some major changes. And the only product, the only supplement you need for your dog or cat now is my 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat. It is so, so rich in antioxidants that Hugs and Kisses can actually rebuild the health of your dog or cat. Now, I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets, and now it's even better. It's now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent any issues with hips, joints, and bones. Not only that, I know everyone knows the term probiotics, but I added prebiotics and probiotics together. Why? Prebiotics makes probiotics work better, which will give your dog or cat the healthiest gut around. And we all know now a healthy gut means a healthy dog or cat. Hugs and kisses really make an amazing difference because of lecithin and biotin to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin, bare spots, hairballs, just about a thing of the past, exactly the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why my own Hugs and Kisses supplement is now an Amazon's choice. You can get Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats for your dog or cat available at Amazon.com. Walmart.com. If you prefer, you can go directly to my website, thepetshow.com. But don't forget thepetshow.com. Or call my office. If you want someone to answer questions, if you want to order directly, call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Check out Amazon, Walmart, thepetshow.com. Call 1-800-430-HUGS. Then watch your dog or cat improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm gonna tell you about a dog I got, born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans, I thought he was so pretty.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Please go to your local pet store and ask for Lucy Pet products. Thanks.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
tells me that it's cool to be a cat.
Oh, man, it is so cool to be a cat. We are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. The phone number 877-725-8255. Got great stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, Lucy pet food, kitty lickies, copies of my best-selling books, How to Get Your Dog or How to Get Your Cat, as well as some great T-shirts as well. But the phone number, by the way, 877-725-8255. Everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me personally will get one of these great gifts for their dog or a cat. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Before the break, we were talking to my friend Edward in Santa Monica. Edward, I believe, is watching. Edward's watching a golden retriever, a grand dog, I guess it is, in this case. So a couple of things. First of all, we need to understand that, and he was questioning the fact that the dog just freaks out when he hears noises, and the daughter's vet has the dog on Prozac. Now, I am not anti-medication for dogs, Edward. I want you to understand that. However, just like with human beings, the best results are done, especially behaviorally, with a combination. So if the vet wants to use Prozac, that's okay. But more importantly, we have to desensitize or counter-condition the dog to what's making him crazy, which are the noises. The Prozac is covering it up, but it's not the resolution. So what I would try to do is, if you can kind of narrow in, I know it's difficult, is it a Harley Davidson going down the street? I know the dog's name, Harley. Is it the a siren going down the street? Is the diesel truck? What's causing the most anxiety? What sound would cause the most anxiety to Harley at this point? Then what I would do is I would record that sound. Now, you can go online and get the sound of a baby burping if you want. So there's any sound you want online. I have a lot of dogs I have to deal with thunderstorms and 4th of July. And by getting that sound and gradually playing it at a volume where the dogs barely can hear it and making it a positive situation and increasing it gradually over a period of time, the psychological term is desensitizing or counter-conditioning. Does it happen overnight? No. But given time, what we can do is let the dog know that these sounds don't create any type of situation that's going to be detrimental to him. And again, I want you to understand that dogs learn through association. But the most important thing, Edward, is that it's not a knock against vets. I love vets. I work with them every day of the week. But sometimes, like any other profession, veterinarians are a useful tool. They're like a wheelbarrow, but you got to push them sometimes. And I think speaking to the vet and saying, listen, doc, I understand the Prozac may be calming the dog down, but is there anything more that I can do behaviorally working with someone to kind of bring the medication and the behavioral work together to resolve the issue? Not a tough problem to resolve if it's done both behaviorally and medically at the same time. Does that help you out a bit there, Edward?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for those suggestions. And I did have one other question. That
yeah,
is,
go ahead.
Do you
go
have?
Ahead.
Are there any books out there that I could read related to dog behavior and how to better deal with that?
I can recommend a book to you. I know the author very well. An amazing guy, not bad looking. Edward, don't go anywhere. I'm putting you on hold, and we're going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. That is my best-selling book by Random House. On its way to you. I do appreciate that phone call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let me go quickly to Bruce. Hey, Bruce, you with me in Arizona?
I am.
All right, so here's the deal, Bruce. Hey, Bruce, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So here's the deal. I know you have a question about rattlesnake vaccinations for cats. There are rattlesnake vaccinations for horses and for dogs, but what the vaccinations really do, it kind of makes the effects less severe. It's not the perfect thing. Now, I don't know of any company, or I don't know of any rattlesnake vaccine that's labeled for use in cats. I don't know. So there might be one out there that I'm not familiar with, but I don't know of any for cats at this point.
Okay, because online it said that there were, but they were primarily for dogs and humans.
Yeah, well, yeah, listen, you're talking to someone who has actually been bitten by a rattlesnake and knows the vaccine pretty darn well. But the bottom line is, I see that it can, I guess some vets are using it for cats, but mostly for dogs, mostly for horses and people. And again, what it does is it kind of makes it a little less, but it doesn't really cure it. What kind of cat do you have, Bruce? Keep them away from the snakes. Keep them indoors. What kind of cat?
I have a 2.5-year-old calico that I walk on a leash.
Okay, well,
I'm
that,
out in the desert.
That's great.
I'm
so
out in the desert,
carry a stick with you and vibration. I got. Let's put Bruce on hold. We're going to send Bruce some kitty lickies. carry a stick and pound the ground before you walk. So if there are snakes, they will move away. Steve, Sheila, Victoria, don't go anywhere. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi. This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. If you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat's behavior, jumping, humping, digging, the cat looks at the litter box and says, go pee there yourself, you came to the right place. I can help you resolve any issues you may be having with your pets or any issues they may be having with you. Just a reminder that if you call and get through to me live on the air today, a fabulous gift will be on its way to you. Again, many of the items I give away is worth as much as 25, 35, even 50 bucks. Great time to give me a call, even if you just want to answer my question of the day. And there's kind of two. One is, do you believe that animals can communicate with their guardians non-verbally? Do you think, like, if you just think about something, maybe your dog or cat knows it. I just think about car and my dogs are there. I just think about the word cookie and they're there. But that's me. I'd love to hear from you about that as well. Or the other question was, do you believe that cats have a sense of humor? Do cats have a sense of humor? I think Steve in Prescott, Arizona thinks so. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Warren, hello. And I know that this is not a political show. It's a cat show, dog show. But as an Arizonan, I want to say to you, welcome to America.
I am back. I'm back. You know, I lived in, and even when I was living in L.A., I had a second home in Sedona for many years. And Sedona was kind of, I don't think it's beautiful. Sedona's beautiful, but kind of, I think maybe the people in Sedona should be living in Santa Monica. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Just one thing on my part. Anyway, I'm glad to be back here. I'm in the West Valley. I love it. It's convenient for me to go back and forth to L.A., and the people in Arizona have just been nothing more than perfect.
I hear you. So it's appropriate because we're coming up on Purim very soon. My cat is Humintosh, and he definitely has a sense of humor. He will zoom into the bedroom, jump up on the bed, run across the bed, jump down to the floor, cross under the bed, and then wait for me to walk next to the bed saying, "Where's Humintosh?" And then he'll stick his little paws out.
They don't, you know, and you tell people, you know, humans have such incredible egos, Steve, that we believe we're the only ones that can feel pain. We're the only ones that get upset. We're the only ones that get depressed. We're the only ones that have a sense. Listen, I have laughed more with my dogs and cats than any other. Listen, I trained David Letterman's two dogs, Bob and Stan, okay? I trained Rodney Dangerfield's dog as well, Kiko. And let me tell you something. I love Rodney Dangerfield. I adore David Letterman. But either one of their dogs was funnier than either one of those comedians. I'm just saying, their sense of humor, because it wasn't pushed. They just did stupid things. You know, they give you that look, or there's just something about them that I believe that they kind of, I guess it ties in with the telepathic part of it. There's something about them that they know when you need that little lift, and I think they're there for that. I think it's a Humintosh. What a great name, by the way. my grandparents would love you, Steve. My grandparents would adore you. Anyway, so
it was a no-brainer to name him, because by sheer coincidence, it was unplanned, it was serendipity, I adopted him on the eve of Purim in 2017.
Oh, gosh. You want to explain just quickly in one sentence what Purim is? I know it's a lot of fruits and vegetables.
Oh, sure. No, I'd be glad to. Sure. So to all of our listeners who don't know, Purim is a minor holiday on the Jewish calendar. It's coming up in March and April. And it's customary to eat a three-cornered cookie filled with some sort of a jelly or fruit filling called a Humintosh.
Yeah, and the only one that's worth eating is apricot.
I'm a puppy feed man.
Anyway, listen, Steve, I got to run. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold. I'm sending you some kitty lickies and hope to see you in Prescott in the not-too-distant future because it's one of my favorite cities in all of Arizona. So you give that cat a hug and a humintosh, a hug and a kiss, and hopefully I'll see you up in Prescott in the not-too-distant future. Great call, by the way. Hey, great time to give me a call. Thank you. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. If you want to find out why your dog's misbehaving, you know, a lot of people, and I was just talking on my L.A. show, someone had called me about a dog that they had to give away because it had this behavior, and I tried to explain to them that giving a dog away with a behavior issue is not the resolution. Resolving the behavioral issue, and then if you want to give the dog away, that's okay. But people often don't understand that if they have a dog or a cat, and let's say it's chewing or jumping or barking or digging or scratching, whatever the problem may be, if they don't resolve that problem and they rehome or give that dog to another family, they're going to have that problem. If they don't resolve it, do I have to tell you the rest of the story? That's why every shelter in this country is full at the moment, and that's why so many animals are being euthanized. Resolve the issues with your dogs and cats. That's why I'm here. None of them are that difficult. They do take some time, and they do take some patience, but let me tell you, there's nothing in the world better than having a good relationship with your dog or your cat. Phone number again, 877-725-8255. Let me share this with you, and then I'm going to take a break and go back to Sheila, Victoria. You'll be my next two callers. I got this quote, and I've known about this quote for a long, long time. Now, it may bring tears to your eyes. It brings tears to my eyes, and I just want you to think about it first. This is the quote. They say owning a dog will bless you with the happiest days of your life and one of the worst. Think about it. Owning a dog will bless you with the happiest days of your life and one of the worst. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to you, Sheila. I once had an aggressive dog problem, and we have a dogs and cats anxiety from fire alarm. I'm going to talk about that as well, and I'll tell you why they have that. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Listen. For years now, you hear me talk about Lucy Pet Food. Why do I talk about Lucy Pet Food? First of all, it's the food I feed my own rescues, Molly and Willie. Lucy Pet Food is one of the only companies that manufactures their own food in their own plant with their own laboratory, with their own staff. And let me tell you, from the CEO, Jerry Herrick, right down to the people working in the warehouse, these people are amazing. The passion they have at Lucy Pet Food is absolutely incredible. Plus the fact the food has that prebiotic formula, which is absolutely amazing. And they have their own laboratory, one of the only manufacturers that have their own laboratory, which means every single product is tested. That tells you how much commitment and how much compassion the people that run Lucy Pet Food have for your pets. In fact, Lucy Pet Food is named after the CEO's pet, Lucy. In fact, here's a listener. This is what they said.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whine.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy pet formula.
You know, these are the calls, the stories I hear all the time from listeners all around the country and Canada, around the world, as a matter of fact. Once they've tried Lucy Pet products for their dog or cat, they absolutely realize that they've got the quality they've been looking for. And here's the deal. If you go directly to their website, lucypetproducts.com, it's a great website, by the way. You'll see Lucy Pet Food, dry food and wet food for your dog or cat. You'll see Kitty Lickies, hip-to-be-square treats, their dog food rolls, just an incredible company. Go to lucypetproducts.com. You can mix and match, order just $35 a product, and they will ship free. So don't wait. Go to lucypetproducts.com today. You'll be happy. And you know what? Your dogs and cats will even be happier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hey, do the mouse, yeah. Hey, you can do it in your house, yeah.
You know, when I started Hugs and Kisses over 30 years ago, before websites, before .coms, our 800 number was born. And my promise to you is that you will always have your questions about any products I mention answered by a Hugs and Kisses counselor. Now, you're certainly welcome to visit our website, thepetshow.com, but you know, it's not the only way to order. We welcome every single call, and we promise to follow up your message with a prompt reply. Remember the good old days when you could ask questions without being directed to a website, an app, or a QR code? Just leave your product questions, and a counselor will call you back. So many of our 800 number calls are delighted at speaking with a knowledgeable and friendly Hugs and Kisses counselor. So jot down this number, 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430 in the word hugs. Visit thepetshow.com and call us with your product questions at 1-800-430-4847.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. VA disability compensation is open to veterans with a disability rating of 10% or more. Veterans may qualify for more than $4,000 a month. Those with a disability rating of 10% or more also get free or low-cost VA health care. If you have a disability rating, you can apply for a rating increase. Learn more at va.gov/disability.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
They're all top cats in my book. We're back on the Pet Show. Let's see if we can squeeze another call in here before the top. Let's go to Sheila in the great state of Washington, then Victoria, then Cindy. Hey, Sheila, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks.
What can I do for you, Sheila? Hi, how are you?
I'm wondering, I have a Jack Russell Terrier mix.
Well, first of all, we call them Jack Russell terrorists, just so you know. Go ahead.
Okay, well, she is friendly with some dogs that come into our neighborhood, and then she's not friendly with others. And I just wonder why that is.
The same reason I'm friendly with some people and not friendly with other people. There's a body language. I mean, all joking aside, there's a body language that dogs pick up on. And in many cases, the body language of the other dog, whether it be the facial expressions, the pupils, the lips, the position of the tail, all of that is very well known by the other dog. So there are certain times that you'll have a dog that loves other dogs 100%, but all of a sudden meets a dog that's just not right. So just not with people. There are certain dogs that are going to react differently to other dogs. However, that doesn't mean it can't be resolved.
Yeah, well, she's a small dog, but she thinks she's a big dog, and she's very aggressive to the big dogs.
Little dogs have what we call a Napoleon complex. In order to survive in a big, big world, you better act tough. Think about it. Think about what I'm saying. In other words, if everyone around me was 7'2", you better believe that I would be taking karate and judo and being able to beat them all up, because that's how they have to survive. So when you're smaller and you're living in a world where other things that are similar to you are bigger, then your reaction is one of two ways. You have total confidence, and I'm not suggesting you teach your dog karate. However, some good solid basic training could go a long way so that you can control her when she's showing this assertive behavior towards other dogs, because right now she's barking, growling, and whatever, and you're pulling her back saying no, 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 and that's just going to make her more aggressive. If you were to spend the time really training her first without distractions, then adding distractions little by little, you can use those basic training, those basic obedience words to control the situation. And via control, eventually, you can avoid the confrontations that you're talking about. So it's definitely a problem that can be resolved. But in terms of and it's a great question, by the way, my dog loves all dogs, but just this one dog he doesn't get along with, there's something. It doesn't mean that the other dog's a bad dog. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the other dog. There's just something that's not right in terms of the getting together of those two dogs. Not that it doesn't mean, listen, I've taken dogs that have hated each other and made them best friends, but it takes some time and takes some patience, but some good basic training at the beginning can go a long way.
Okay.
Sheila,
I also have one other question for you. I heard a commercial from you on itching and scratching.
Yeah. So is that a problem? Is that a problem for you, dog?
Yeah.
Well, I can resolve that. I can resolve that. My Hugs and Kisses supplement, there is nothing better on the market, and I'll tell you why. Of all the products on the market for skin and coat, and I've been doing this for a lot of years now, the Hugs and Kisses contains both a combination of lecithin and biotin. If you were to go to a health food store and say, listen, I have dry skin, arm itching, arm scratching, that's what they would recommend. So, Sheila, in Grandview, Washington, don't go anywhere. I'm putting you on hold. I'm going to send you a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, and you'll give me a call back in a couple of weeks and say, Warren, thank you, and give that puppy a big hug and a kiss. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. You know, if you were sure that every single dollar you donated, you could change the destiny of dogs and cats that were abused, deserted, thrown out of cars in the woods, in the forest, in the cities, all across America, isn't that a legacy you'd want to leave behind? Of course it is. For over 43 years, my good friend Leo Grillo and Delta Rescue could never be able to do the absolutely life-saving work they do without you, my amazing listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives to providing lifetime medical care. Do you hear what I said? Lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats. Delta is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I decided personally to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals, avoid fundraising costs, and provide tax benefits. By the way, Delta is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are hard at work. Even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation, every one, a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses happy, safe, and loved for the first time in their life. I want you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. See the stories of these individual pets. Then make a donation or put it into your estate plan. So log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. If you prefer, you can text them directly to dogs to 801-801. That's dogs to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
And we are back on the Pet Show. You know, I'm going to break in a couple of minutes for the top of the hour. I don't want to rush you, Victoria, in Texas. You got a great call because so many people have the same exact question as you do. Victoria's question is going to be Warren, dogs and cats anxiety from the fire alarm. So if you can hang on for just a few minutes, Victoria, I'll send you a great gift for your pets, but I definitely want to talk to you about that. And there are reasons for that that a lot of people don't understand. Cindy will try to get to your call as well. By the way, after we break for the top of the hour, the phone number, great time to call me, is 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I still have hugs and kisses, vitamin mineral supplements to give away. I got lots of Lucy pet food to give away. I have kitty lickies to give away. Copies of my best-selling book, Either Dog or a Cat. Those little air horns that are absolutely amazing. Anyone who walks a dog should have one of those little air horns, whether you live in coyote country or not. I got some amazing T-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright. So everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Still coming up in the next hour, though, we're going to take a look at why your dog dances around after he poops. Yeah, that's the stuff that keeps me up. It's kind of like a football player that just made a touchdown at the Super Bowl. After your dog poops, he does the duty dance. We'll talk about that. And also coming up on the show, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at whether or not you believe that dogs and cats may in fact have some type of telepathy, some type of ability to communicate with their guardians non-verbally. We'll talk about that. We'll continue answering all of your pet and animal questions. Lots of great stuff to give away. By the way, the other question is, do you believe that cats can have a sense of humor? Some people say, Warren, you're crazy. Cats can't have a sense of humor. I say cats are pretty darn funny. What do you say? Give me a call, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren. Next time you're listening to The Pet Show.
The breeze. All of us can have a happy, healthy place to be. If we can float and swim and climb.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.